2 and verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens and every plant of the field before it, and in the earth and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You may be seated this morning. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again this morning, thanking you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, allowing us to be in your house again. Thank you, Lord, for the good singing, the choir, and all the specials and testimonies and everything you've done up to this point in this service. Lord, I pray, God, today you'd let us get ourselves out of the way, that you might be able to use us, Lord, to get your message across to your people. Lord, I pray, Lord, if there's one under the sound of our voice that don't know you as our personal Savior, I pray this will be that good hour, Lord, they'll trust you. I'm thankful, Lord, today that we do have somebody we can pray to. Lord, not only do we pray, but I'm glad that you'll answer. And I pray, God, Lord, now you'd just help us, Lord, to just get out of the way, Lord, that you might be able to do what you need to do for your people. Whatever's accomplished, Lord, here in the altar today or in the hearts of your people, Lord, we'll do our best to thank you and praise you, Lord, for everything you've done. God, I thank you for every person that's gathered here today. So many people, Lord, it's been a blessing to us as members of Welcome Grove. Lord, and it's certainly been said today that we've got friends here that means a lot to us. God, I pray you'd bless them wherever they might go and leave this place. Lord, until we meet again, be with those, Lord, with loved ones that's gone on to be with the Lord. I pray that you comfort them. Lord, all the others, Lord, that's dealing with trouble in their life, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, to overcome these things. Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you, Lord, for all that you've done, that you're going to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Verse 7, the Bible said, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." If I had a thought above another this morning, it's been on me since probably Monday or Tuesday, and if I would have preached Wednesday night, this still hadn't left me. This is what I would have preached on. That I'm glad God knows how to use dirt. And if God can use dirt, he can use us. Amen. I begin to think in the beginning, the Bible said God began to speak all these things into existence. He spoke light into existence. He spoke plants and animals into existence. He formed the world. And the Bible even said the earth was without form and void and darkness. But the Bible said God took nothing and made everything. I'm glad this morning that not only we have a God of the heavens and the earth, but he's a creator of all things. Amen. Amen. I'm glad not only is he the creator of heaven and earth, but he's the savior of my soul. Amen. I begin to think about how that God used dirt through all the scriptures, and we don't think much about dirt. One of my favorite scriptures that I quote a lot and really couldn't tell you where it said, but I read it and it stuck with me, Brother Meyer, where the Bible said, "But God remembered that we was but dust." And I have to remember that sometimes, and even though God breathed the breath of life in me, and inside of me there's a living soul, this flesh that I carry is nothing more than a body made and fashioned after God out of the dust of the ground. Amen. The Bible said when we die, dust thou art and dust shalt thou return. Your body's going to go back to the ground.
You might not believe that, but the Bible said flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. This part's not a going. But there's something on the inside. The Bible said that God breathed in us, and he said that which God gave will return back to God one day, and we'll stand before him to be judged, whether our deeds be good or evil. And all he's looking for is whether the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied, praise the Lord. I'm here today. I've been saved by Jesus Christ, amen. I can't speak for you and you can't speak for me, but I know I'm saved, amen. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. That old song we sang this morning, I'm bound for a city, God's holy city. And I like this part, it always serves me up. Oh, yes, I am. Amen. I'm a going. How about you? I like when they got to journeying one time. Amen. And they asked Moses' father-in-law if he'd go with them. He said, it'd do you good. I'm here to tell you today, if you'll get in the church and go with us, it'll do you some good. Amen. What does God do with dirt? Boy, I tell you, some of us, I like the old song says, he's still working on me. There's some people that still needs to be worked on. Amen. I don't believe they act like what God wants them to act like. I don't believe they do the things God intended for them to do. When he had them in mind, he formed them. And you can believe this or not. You might say, Brother Jeff, I came from my mother's womb. That's birthed from my dad and my mother. That's how God set things up between a man and a woman. And you're exactly right. But it all started out with one man that didn't have a mom and daddy. And God, the Bible said, took the dust of the ground and he formed Adam out of the ground and he breathed the breath of life in him. Praise the Lord. The breath of life to me is nothing more than the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can believe that or not. But the Bible says if you have the Son, you have life. And you have not the Son, you have not life. I believe the Holy Ghost is part of God. I believe Jesus is part of God. And I believe the Father is part of God. I still believe in the Trinity. Amen. And I thought about, not only did God form man out of the dust of the ground, but this week as I begin to ponder on this, it just kept rolling over in my mind. And I guess it's stemming off from the other night. I wasn't even preaching on this, but I got to talking about how I used to build them little bitty roads in the dirt when me and Ryan would get down there and play trucks. And sometimes we forget what it's like to be a little kid and to get in the dirt. And it got me thinking about the dirt and what God did with dirt. And my mind went back to a young boy one day that was blind, that couldn't see. And God took the dirt from the ground, he spit in it, and he made some clay, and he placed it on his eyes, and he told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And after he washed it off, praise the Lord, and that young boy could see again. Amen. You say, what'd he do? He fixed his eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
He was made from dirt. He just took a little bit of dirt and he fixed his messed up eyes, Brother Darrell. I'd never seen it just quite like that, like I did the other night. And you know, when we begin to preach, I guarantee you today people's going to say, boy, Brother Jeff's running out of stuff to preach when he's got to preach on dirt. Brother Jimmy. But I think we're in to be shocked today that when Jesus got ready to take a text one day, he is preaching about dirt also. And I never really thought much about it. And he talked about the good ground that the seed would fall on. Amen. I'm glad when somebody preached, one day, the Word of God fell on good ground. Amen. Ain't you glad you're saved this morning? Praise the Lord. So I ain't the first one to preach about dirt. Jesus preached on dirt. I knew this morning I wouldn't have much time. I just could feel it this way. I want to get this last thought the Lord gave me. I've thought about it as many times. Brother Darrell, I've preached about Calvary. I've preached about the blood. I've preached about the crown. I've preached about the nails. I've preached about the thieves. I've preached about the Savior. And we've preached about Him being mocked. The last sayings on the cross and all this. But there was dirt present at Calvary.
Amen. Amen. Bless you,
brother. You know, it played a big part in what happened on Calvary. Before they took the cross, if any of you's ever seen this happen and begin to pull it up with two ropes, there was some men went out there with some tools and they dug a hole for that cross to drop down into. Amen. They dug a hole in the dirt. Boy, I've meditated on this a lot this week. Praise the Lord. And they took our Savior and our Lord. They nailed Him to a cross. And then some men got a hold of the rope, if you don't know how that works. And a cross sometimes would be as high as this ceiling. And when they'd pull it up, somebody at the end of it there, it would be to where it was going to bump up in the hole. And then they'd begin to pull it and pull it and pull it. And then about the time it'd get up in the hole, the cross would sit and set place in the hole. Brother E.J., which would jar that person where there's nailed with their hands and their feet and everything about them that's already in agony. And it would just set them in place, make them suffer. Most of the time, a lot of people, you'll see a picture on the cross of there's a little piece of wood. Looks like a triangle that Jesus' feet is laying on. But most of the time, when they crucified somebody, I studied one day that block of wood wasn't there. Wasn't there on everybody else. Usually they'd break their legs and they'd know that they'd just sit there and they'd drowned in their own blood or their own fluids. I'm not trying to be gross. That's what it was. That's what happened. But on Jesus's, they put that there so He could push up and get another breath and push up, which caused His suffering to last longer than anybody else's. He had made a claim that He was God in the flesh, and they said it was blasphemy. But I'm here to tell you this morning, it wasn't blasphemy. It was the truth, amen. He was God in the flesh, amen. They pulled that cross up and it set its place down in the dirt. Without there being a hole in the dirt, there'd have been no place to put the cross. And I'm going to tell you, I never seen it like this, and you might leave here today saying, I think I missed the point that the preacher was trying to get across, and I don't know if I'm doing a good job at it, but I'm going to tell you something. There was a hole on Calvary's hill that needed to be filled, and there wasn't but one man could fill it. Amen. And that hole in the dirt was a picture of hole in mankind, that ever since we had fallen, something was missing between God and man. Amen. I had a hole in me one day. It had something missing. But thank be to God, Jesus filled my hole. He filled Calvary. He filled mankind. He became the mediator between God and man. He will fill what's missing. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you's had your hole filled up? Say amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad there ain't an emptiness in there anymore. I like what Horace Johnson used to say once in a while. He'd say, Lord, I know you in there, stir around a little bit. Amen. There wasn't an empty place in there, but the Lord abided in there. We get this wrong and we don't mean to. And I know that the Holy Spirit and the Son and the Father are all three one. Sometimes we'll teach little children, and we'll say, where's Jesus at? And they say, Jesus in my heart. Amen. But Jesus said, I must needs go away. I can send another comforter to come. And that's what's in my heart. Jesus ain't never been in my heart. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And one day I'll see the man that bled and died for me. And you will too if you've been saved. But if you ain't been saved, you're going to miss out. Amen. On a place called heaven. Boy, what God can do with dirt. I know this was short. Usually the statement that goes with this was short and sweet. I don't know how sweet it was to you. But if you ain't saved, there ain't no sweetness about it. It's bitter. But that reminds me of a story one time. I was coming back from Moab to Bethlehem of Judea. Amen. Naomi and Ruth was coming back, and some begin to say, is that Naomi? And some of the others said, yeah, that's her. And said, it don't look like Naomi. And when Naomi got close enough, she said, don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara, for I am bitter. She had lost her husband, she had lost her two boys, and she was bitter. And then I remember another place in the Bible where they was traveling. They come up on some water, and men begin to drink of that water. And some of them said, it's bitter. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And they said, the place shall be called Mar, for it is bitter. But Moses said, somebody go get a tree and put it in the water. And the water was made sweet. You know what was missing in the water? Jesus was. Amen. He's the preacher and the tree. He'll make you bitter water sweet. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're here this morning, you're bitter, you need to come get some of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, even if you're saved, sometimes we can have things missing in our life. And Jesus, I like it. Song says, Jesus is right. For whatever's wrong in your life. Amen. When I first got saved, wasn't saved long, couple years. About a year, to be honest with you, half a year. Met my wife, went up to Brown's Chapel. It's a young lady singing a song up there. He can be a father, mother, a friend. Y'all remember that song McCamey's used to sing? For I know whatever I need, that's what he is. That's what the song says, whatever I need, just what I need, that's what he is. And that's what Jesus has been in my life. When I need a Savior, he was a Savior. When I need a friend, he was a friend. When I need somebody to pray to, he prayed for me in the garden. When I needed a sacrifice, he died on Calvary's cross. And when things was missing in my life, Jesus filled them, amen. I'm glad this morning. He knows how to feel needs in our life. I want to come get a verse of song, whatever they got on their heart this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. Is there an empty part of your life that something's missing? You can tell there's something missing in your life. Every person in here that's been saved had a time in their life where they was at a church or a cottage prayer meeting or a revival, or in the bedroom by theirself and got down by the bed to pray. And the whole reason they got stirred up and moved is because they could tell something was missing. I remember the words. I've said it several times. When I got right at the point that I needed Christ, realized I need to be saved, I said something along these lines. I said, God, where did everything go wrong? Where'd everything go wrong? I could tell there was things missing in my life. One thing at that time in my life that was missing was church. I wasn't going to church. I'd gotten out of church for a little while. I was still going to a big church on Sunday morning for Sunday school, and then I'd leave before the morning service, or I wouldn't go to Sunday school, and then I would go to the morning service and not come to the Sunday night service. So when I preach real hard about being at Sunday school and Sunday morning, Sunday night, it's because I know what to do to you if you miss. A lot of people think I'm too hard on that we need to come to church all the time. I tell you, I know what we're made out of. That's what I'm preaching about this morning. We're feeble and frail. Don't take much to get us out of the will of the Lord. But I prayed. And this was the answer I got that night, sitting out in the parking lot at the game room. I'll never forget it, on Fairburn Road. It's not even there anymore. If you're coming from Douglasville to Atlanta, you get off Fairburn Road and take a right, you should be that first entrance right there. Now there's like an Amoco and a few other things I think about every time I pass by there, Brother Jimmy. And I remember that night leaving that game room, getting out there in my car, and just, boy, it's like a Holy Spirit just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I said, Lord, where did everything go wrong? I started talking to the Lord right there in the parking lot. And this was one of the answers I got. He said, you just need to go back to Bethel. I didn't even know the Bible mentioned Bethel. All I knew was what the Lord was telling me, I need to get back to church. And the next time I went to Bethel Baptist Church, I got saved. It's going to shock some of you. I've been saved ever since. I ain't lost it and got it again, been up and down. I got it. I ain't been perfect. I don't know any Christian that has, but I've tried to live it. And I know what I got when I got it. Like that old song, I don't sing it anymore. I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. And I was there, and I know what the Lord did for me, Brother Mallory. You've shared about what the Lord did for you here. Daryl, you've shared about what the Lord did for you at that house over off of 120. Wasn't even in a church. I had a man share once one night what happened to him between a washer and a dryer. Had another man one time share with me he got saved in the shower. He said the Holy Spirit got a hold of him real strong. He said, I just started praying. He said the dirt was running off of him, and I felt like the sin was too. He said, I never felt that clean when I got out of the shower. And I'd never heard nobody say that before, and you might say, well, I don't believe that. It don't really matter. But I'm going to use something that Brother Jimmy Elsie said a lot of times. I've shared it here several times. I don't always tell y'all who said it, but first person I heard say it's here today. He always said, he said, what I believe is good enough to live by, but it's also good enough to die by. And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't go to my deathbed on what you got. I love my mama, my granny, got utmost confidence in Jimmy. But I wouldn't trade what I got for Jimmy, my mama, my grandmama, Daryl, Mallory, anybody else in here, because I know what I got. You better know what you got. What I've got is going to get me to glory one of these days. And I can't wait to see Jesus. The one that bled and died for me and you. One day I'll see him for the first time. Sometimes we get to church, what hinders us from having a good time is the flesh. But when I see Jesus for the first time, my flesh won't be present. What a day that's going to be. I'm trying to be quiet. I want you to rise to your feet this morning. I just wonder today, have you been saved? Is everything all right between you and the Lord? Is there something missing? I want you to know that God can do miraculous things with dirt. And I'm going to finish right here and say this. I've seen a lot of dirty people come to the altar. And God did some miraculous things with every one of them. If you're here staying, you say, I've been saved, but I just feel so dirty. There ain't nobody going to clean you up like Jesus can. Come on, let's sing. Whatever verse or song you got in your heart, how about it today? Where do you stand? Come on. Lord, have your way. Yeah.